This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Anyone who's ever helped an elderly family member knows that it can be hard to get good health care for someone who's sick and frail. Just getting them from their home to a doctor's office can be tricky. In Washington, D.C., some doctors are trying to make health care work better for the oldest patients. They start by doing something that was once a common part of a doctor's practice. NPR's Joseph Shapiro explains.
This is how Dr. Eric DeYoung sees his patients. He gets in his Honda and drives.
Just lives at the end of the alley here.
The young doctor, with a bow tie, parks his car next to a small red brick apartment building.
All right, here we are.
Grabs a heavy black bag from his trunk and makes a house call to see a terminally ill 89-year-old woman. Eric DeYoung helps run the medical house call program of the Washington Hospital Center, a team of doctors, nurse practitioners, and social workers who turn the delivery of medicine upside down. They go to the homes of frail patients and take all the equipment, from a portable x-ray machine to all the basic checkup tools DeYoung can stuff into the black bag he carries over his shoulder.
The house call program is really aimed at caring for the most ill, disabled, and vulnerable elderly people. It requires bringing care to the bedside in the patient's home because these are people who have trouble getting to the doctor's office. And so rather than wait for a disaster to happen, we want to bring care to them.
DeYoung is trying to prove that by going to patients' homes, he can provide better medical care and save money while caring for the sickest and most frail patients.
The patients that when they go into other doctors' offices, the doctor kind of gets a pit in his stomach and groans, oh, it's going to be an hour, and I'm not going to know what to do at the end of the hour.
Like the elderly woman on the other side of the door.
Hi.
Hi, Miss Hicklin. How are you doing?
I'm fine alone.
Viola Hicklin's curled up in a hospital bed that takes up much of the small living room. The elderly woman's in the terminal phase of Alzheimer's disease. The last time Dr. DeYoung was here, 3 weeks ago, he arranged for staff from hospice care to start coming. The woman lives with her daughter, Pat. Today, Pat's excited. Her mother has rebounded.
I see the difference, too, but I wanted you to see. That's why I've been so excited for you to get here today.
The old woman is more alert. Just moments ago, she was cuddling her two-month-old great-grandson. If she keeps improving, she might not even need hospice care anymore.
Sure, I never mind it if someone graduates from hospice. Mm-hmm. That's always a good thing.
The frequent visits from the house call team and hospice have made a difference. And Pat says that her mother can stay at home, surrounded by family, including her great-grandchildren.
All of them, they just come around, hey, Granny, how you doing? And she's, hey, baby, how you doing? She acknowledges them, and they acknowledge her, and she feels their love and their attention and stuff. That's the only thing I can think of, Dr. Young.
Pat watches while the doctor examines her mother. He spends about 20 minutes.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day. Take care.
It takes a lot more than doctor's visits to keep a frail patient living at home. So the house call team includes nurse practitioners and social workers, too. The staff meets once a week around a crowded conference table to review cases. Dr. George Toller is co-founder of the house call program.
Ruth is on my list. Her home situation is beginning to fall apart.
Today, they're trying to figure out what to do for Ruth, a woman in danger of being kicked out of her senior-only apartment.
Problem is that her son was finally released from prison, has nowhere to go, and moved in with mom in her senior apartment, and he's not supposed to be there because obviously he's not a senior. And he has been, I think, socially inappropriate to quite a number of people.
Toller explains that Ruth has dementia and schizophrenia, so she doesn't understand or doesn't seem to care that she'll get kicked out if her son doesn't leave. Toller and his team have negotiated with the building manager and city officials. They've talked to other family members. They're even trying to find a low-cost apartment for the son to move into. Toller says this isn't what your typical doctor gets involved in, but these doctors do.
If you're going to maintain this population in the community, then if their living situation no longer works for them, it doesn't really matter how well you manage their hypertension and diabetes. They're going to fail.
And to keep track of those things, it's necessary to go into patients' homes.
Hey, Mary.
How are you doing, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right now.
The nurse practitioners do two-thirds of the visits.
Well, let me check your blood pressure, Mary.
All right.
Michelle Culver's just walked into the tidy one-bedroom apartment where Mary Swan lives.
Come here, Mary.
Mary Swan is 97. She's blind. Her heart's failing. Her kidneys are failing. She takes a blood thinner. So the nurse practitioner comes at least every 3 weeks to check her blood levels. Before Swan was in the program, she used to take two buses by herself to a clinic to get her blood checks, then wait for hours to get the results. She lives alone, but wants to stay in the seniors-only high-rise where she's lived for 25 years.
You're free. You're free. To stay in your own home is freedom. You eat when you want to. You sleep when you want to. And you don't have to be unhappy about anything.
Mary Swan says the house call program keeps her out of a nursing home and far more.
It's more than that. Keeps me alive. If I wasn't here, I would be unhappy and I wouldn't live.
Mary Swan thinks the house call program has added years to her life. There's no scientific proof of that. But one out of four patients is 90 or older. There is evidence that patients are more likely to have high blood pressure under control. And in the hospital, they spend fewer days there. Dr. DeYoung also wants to prove that the program makes sense economically. Medicare does pay for house calls. A rate increase led to the start of this and several other programs around the country. But Medicare does not reimburse for the planning meetings and the travel time to patients' homes. So DeYoung's program depends upon a subsidy from the Washington Hospital Center. The doctor, now in a white lab coat, walks in to see a woman. She's weak and still under a blanket on the geriatric unit at the hospital.
I talked to your daughter, and we're going to try to get you feeling a little better and eating better before you can go home. How does that sound to you?
The house call program tries to keep patients out of the hospital, but when they need one, they come to this geriatric unit that's set up to care for frail seniors. There's a financial advantage to this hospital because the patients come here rather than to other hospitals in the city. It's the end of the day. DeYoung sheds his white lab coat. He's headed home to his family, but there's a stop on the way.
I've got one more house call to make. One of my elderly patients is just in home hospice, and her daughter's wanted me to stop by and see how she's doing. She stopped eating and drinking over the last couple of weeks. And so I'm just going to kind of give more moral support to the family.
Then DeYoung says something surprising.
It's a nice way to kind of relax at the end of the day.
To see a dying patient might seem like grim duty. DeYoung explains why, for him, it's not.
I find these kinds of visits actually very relaxing because it's a family I know and trust. I'm very close to them in a personal way. And sometimes the hospital is impersonal, and medicine in its current form is often impersonal. So actually the personal closeness I have with them is something I look forward to.
And the chance to have that kind of closeness to patients is the reason Eric DeYoung became a doctor in the first place. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
If you'd like to read more about doctors making house calls, and it's a national trend, go to npr.org.